Hello, Baiters. Today I've been recording a lot of files, and I was just thinking about what is the most human thing about being a Baiter and everything. And I'd say the most human thing, even though like we're all little monkeys, pigs, like animals, bears, all that shit. The most human thing about being a Baiter is the ability to terraform. And by that, I mean change the environment around you to fit your needs. And I talked about this in the Bait Cave a little bit. In the Bait Cave Babble, if you haven't listened to it, you should. So the ability to just dedicate yourself to constructing an environment that fits your need to masturbate. So in essence, you're making your environment, your room, an extension of your masturbation. So it's something, so if masturbation's on your body, this would be an extension of it. So with like masturbation terraforming, right? You change your environment, you've moved your bed, you move furniture, you black out the walls, you know, you're just making everything just suitable for your masturbation. And what I want to talk about today, and this might be a multi-part series, but I would love to talk about the ability to change the temperature of your bait environment, of your masturbation. So one really common way that baiters do this is they'll get underneath the blanket and they'll masturbate because it's warmer underneath the blanket than it is outside, right? And I think that's really hot. You know, you get a lot of smells getting attached to that. You get a lot of musk built up, which is another thing we can talk about. Musk in another bait babble. But like you can hide your masturbation underneath the blanket. But if you want to be more proud about it, you know, just have it out there and everything. I used to have a union suit, like footy pajamas, with like the penis and the ass like just exposed, and I just sleep in that. That way, like all the parts are warm and everything. You know, it's kind of like thermals. All the parts are warm, so you can just masturbate, and you can tuck it back in once it gets too cold. Then you open it up, and then the coldest thing, and it feels amazing because everything else on your body is warm, and then just your penis, your genitals, and your ass are freezing, and then but you're still erect because of the temperature difference and everything, so it just adds more sensation. Another way you can play with temperature is they have those lubes that heat up. Or they feel cold, and then you can kind of like jerk off to that and feel it. I'm just giving you ideas on how to change the sensation of temperature in your bait environment, and this is very like psychological, you know what I mean? Where you put it on and it feels warm and it feels cold at the same time, like or something like that, and then you just feel the difference, but your body is a completely different temperature in your head, right? So everything's the same temperature, but in your head, your penis is really hot, or something like that, where it's like your penis is really hot, and then you're like masturbating it, and it feels like you're trying to put out the fire, you know what I mean? So that's an easy way. I used to goon like that in college a lot, because it would give out the free samples, but then I didn't really like the cold one because it just made it feel like I'm not really into flaccid baiting that much, but when I was flaccid baiting, that's what I'd put on my penis, and then it would just make it like nice and cold and just kill the edge for me, you know? And like, so that's more psychological. But the another actual way that you can control your bait temperature and everything is you put a heater. Maybe like you either turn on like the house heater and you warm up the entire house, you know, anywhere you go, you can masturbate and it'll feel good and everything. And like you can just walk around naked and masturbating room to room, just imagining that and all that. Or you can get like a little space heater if you know like your bait room, if you have like a bait room or a bait desk and What I do is if I ever have a heater or a fan, I point it directly at my balls, and it just feels amazing, like because it just like just get it to the right distance, and then you can feel like the heat and the air, just like hitting your balls, and it just feels so nice, for me at least. During the summer one time, I just had like a fan just pointed at my balls on my bed, and like it was my grandfather's bed, and I was just like, shit, does he also have the fan in here for the same reason? And like I just kind of left it at that, and it just feels so great to like know like. When you're masturbating, it's like, I put that there. I put that there so that would make me feel good. I put that there because it reminds me of an ass or something like that. You put up like some triggers or something, you know? Or I put my bed against the wall because I like to masturbate in a darker environment, you know? And then, so it's like that psychologically. And then there's also the option of whether. Like you want the room closed and then you want like it to get nice and humid from like all the musk and all the sweat from like all the ferocious masturbating that's going on and everything and just the like the fierce hand pumping and everything and just let it get nice and musky and just let that build up until like you either just go to bed and it just slowly dissipates or you just keep going and it just keeps like increasing and increasing and then all you can like feel is just your sweat, or you could just like keep it nice and cool, right? Nice, you decrease the moisture. Oh, and another way that you can increase the moisture is getting a humidifier, and then it just like increases just that musk. So that's another idea if you want to control humidity. But if you want it like nice and breezy and everything, just open the window, or if it's humid outside, open the window either way. And then you just get the nice cold outside air. And then you don't have to worry about it. You can close it as much as you want. But you'll just get that natural breeze and it'll just make you feel like an animal and shit. Well, that's what it's always done for me. At least you open it up and then it's just like masturbating outside, basically. 'Cause it feels like I close my eyes and imagine like I'm at a park or something. And it just really like triggers the imagination. Because especially if you just got home, then you're just like, I was just out there and it felt so good that I'm gonna leave the window open for my penis. Oh, and sometimes if you work on your feet a lot, like I used to have like a lot of back pains and everything. So I would have all these heat packs just lying around, and sometimes like just to feel good, I would put my underwear on, like I'd put one underwear on and then put another one with a heat pack. And just like heat up my balls and my dick, and like it would just feel really good. But other times I would just put heater ice packs wherever like I had any aches or pains or anything, and it would just feel so good knowing that like I'm taking care of myself for penis and everything that I would just get an erection because like I'm a complete fucking solosexual, I swear. Whenever I like take care of my body or take care of penis, I just get so fucking erect and it just feels so fucking good. And there's also the option of just, raw dogging it and just being like a complete sub to your environment, to your for your penis because you just don't care about control or anything like that. You just want to have like a good time, and you'll just masturbate even if it's like too hot or too cold in your room. Like, you could definitely just be passive and just let it all go and just decide, no, I'm just gonna masturbate. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. I don't care about anything. I don't care if it's uncomfortable in this room. I don't care if my clothes are too hot. I'm just gonna masturbate. And honestly, I don't know which one's more pathetic. But yeah. This has been the Bait Babble temperature talk, let's call it that.